Hello everyone. So as Jose has already mentioned, plastic mulches provide several agronomic benefits to fruit and vegetable production. They repress weeds, they increase crop yields, and they moderate soil temperature and moisture. But the problem with the conventional polyethylene plastic mulches is that they have to be removed at the end of the growing season, generating tons of plastic waste every year. Usually these are either landfilled or burned, both of which cause a significant amount of pollution. So clearly this is not sustainable. Using biodegradable plastic mulch films, or BDMs, can solve this problem. BDMs are usually tilled into the soil where they are expected to biodegrade over time through microbial action. But if using them solves the plastic waste problem, why do we really need to study them? Well, it turns out that even though the chemistry of the polymers in these plastics suggests that they can be degraded, we don't know a whole lot about the mechanisms of their degradation in soil or the microbes that are doing this process. Farmers are usually still very hesitant to till these new products into their soil until they know for sure that they will in fact degrade and not harm their soils in any way. And what still remains very unclear is what specific microbes are degrading them and what specific enzymes and pathways they are employing to do this. But this is crucial to know, as it will further inform these plastic manufacturers regarding maybe possible changes to formulation that may improve biodegradability. So in this study, we present the first demonstration of a BDM plastic comb, as we hypothesize that we are most likely to find degraders on the surface of these films. So two study sites with identical experimental designs were set up in Knoxville, Tennessee, and in Mount Vernon in Washington. Four different biodegradable mulches were tested alongside conventional polyethylene mulch and fully biodegradable cellulose mulch in field conditions. Then field-weathered mulches were collected at the end of a full growing season using pie pumpkin as the test crop. And then the plastic microbiome was assessed using next-generation sequencing. Simultaneously, bulk soil was also collected from underneath these mulches, and the soil microbiome was also assessed. And then we wanted to compare these plastic communities to the soil communities to see what specific taxa were being enriched on plastics compared to soil to look for potential degraders. So moving on to some of the results, the NMDS ordination here shows the Breaker-Tisch dissimilarity between the plastic communities and the soil communities at both locations. And the way the plot is read is that the more further away these clusters are from each other, the more dissimilar they are. So as we see here, these plastic communities on the right were particularly separated from the bulk soil communities in the left. This was further supported by PERMANOVA tests. Moving on, upon further investigating the plastic comb, there were significant differences seen in these plastic communities, not only between locations, but also between the mulch treatments within each location. The stacked bar plot here shows the average relative abundance along the y-axis of the several classes of microbes that were enriched on plastics relative to soil. And some trends become immediately apparent as we see that the purple alpha proteobacteria and the green actinobacteria were particularly enriched on plastics compared to soil. But since we would already expect to see some of these differences, we wanted to delve deeper to see what specific taxa at the genus level were driving these differences. We did this using similarity percentage analyses, which revealed the top OTUs, which were driving about 40% of this variance in between plastic and soil communities. And among them, several of these taxa were actually found to be enriched on plastics compared to soil. So in summary, there were significant differences seen in between the soil and plastic communities, and some of these were driven by specific taxa. And the OTUs, which were driving the overall dissimilarity in the plastic communities between the various mulch treatments, were also identified using similarity percentages. And the interesting thing was that the relative abundance of several of these taxa were actually found to be higher on biodegradable films than they were on polyethylene, which suggests that these could include potential degraders. In order for me to talk more about these communities, please come and visit my poster today, 4 to 6 p.m. Thank you.